For now, the entry of all women into the Sabarimala shrine will continue, but the Supreme Court says a larger 7-judge bench will take up objections to this, but also look at discriminatory practices in other religions. The Supreme Court dismisses petitions seeking a rafale of its verdict. A review of its verdict in the Rafale case, where it had given the government a clean chit. Rahul Gandhi must be more careful in the future, says the Supreme Court. On the contempt petition against Rahul Gandhi, the BJP asks, who were the forces behind Rahul? On Children's Day, kids forced to remain outside classrooms as schools stay shut. North India's air now in the severe plus range. What about those who don't even have a home? A homeless life in the middle of this toxic air. The latest Lancet report talks about how climate change is already damaging the health of the world's children. 5,29,000 premature deaths have happened in India in 2016 because of the hazardous PM2.5 pollution. IIT Madras student Fatima's suicide probe is transferred to the Central Crime Branch as her parents allege discrimination by a faculty member. Deepika and Ranveer's temple run on their first wedding anniversary. Whether the Supreme Court should review its decision to end the ban on women between 10 and 50 entering Kerala's Sabarimala temple will now be taken up by a larger 7-judge bench. Reading out a majority verdict, the Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, said the question on whether women of all ages should be allowed into Sabarimala was part of a larger debate that includes issues like allowing Muslim and Parsi women to enter places of religious worship, as well as female genital mutilation in the Daudi Bora Muslim community. The Chief Justice added, fresh opportunities must be given to all parties, and said that restrictions on women in religious places was not limited to Sabarimala and prevalent in other religions too. More than 60 petitions had been filed after the Supreme Court's verdict in September that sparked violent protests in Kerala. The Supreme Court also accepted an unconditional apology from Rahul Gandhi offered in May for wrongly linking its Rafale case verdict with the Congress's Chaukidar Chor Hai slogan that had targeted Prime Minister Modi. In fact, the Supreme Court said that it was unfortunate that without perusing our order, Rahul Gandhi made statements as if the court had given an imprimatur to his allegation against the Prime Minister, which was far from the truth. Gandhi needs to be more careful in future. Better sense having prevailed, we would not like to continue these proceedings, and we close the contempt proceedings with a word of caution, is what the Supreme Court said today. The BJP, however, has demanded that Rahul Gandhi apologize to the people of this country for his allegations against Prime Minister Modi on the Rafale deal. Pointing to that Chaukidar Chor Hai slogan ahead of the Lok Sabha election, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad said the Congress leader had not only called the Prime Minister a thief, he had also lied about the former French Prime Minister's statements and misquoted the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court today also deferred hearings in the challenge to the abrogation of Article 370 till the 10th of December. A bunch of petitions had challenged various aspects of the abrogation of Article 370, which granted special status to Jammu and Kashmir. It was placed for a hearing before a 5-judge constitution bench. Now, the matter was listed for hearing today after the centre sought 4 weeks' time to file its counter-affidavit. When the matter came up for hearing, the bench expressed the need for a common compiling of all documents to both sides to ensure that hearing becomes easier, given that there are over 20-odd petitions in the case, with 2 fresh petitions admitted today. The counsel told the bench that some time would be required to prepare this compilation. Each side nominated one advocate for putting this together. Now, North India's pollution levels are significantly worse today. Delhi's air quality index is in the severe plus category. Ghaziabad is the most polluted city, topping that list. Now, schools in Delhi, Noida and Gurgaon, as well as adjoining districts, have been shut for the next 2 days because of that sharp spike in pollution levels. The Environment Pollution Prevention and Control Authority, EPCA, has also asked industries not running on clean fuels to stay closed till Friday. And lots of people now responding to those emergency levels of air quality. with tweets. One father writing in to say, today my four-year-old son's birthday, he's trapped in his house. There's no school nor a small party, which he's been planning since months. Heartbreaking for a young kid. Hope he has a better future in this city. Just one of the responses to the terrible air we're seeing right now. Well, certain schools have also come up with initiatives like writing to the Prime Minister, the Shriram School in Delhi, saying 14th November 2019 is a dark day, maybe one of the darkest in our recent history, where children are being forced to be locked in their homes because we as a society, a city, a nation have failed them. We have failed to provide them with clean air, the most basic of rights. The police in Chennai has transferred the case of an IIT Madras student suicide to the Central Crime Branch. Fatima was in the five-year MA program and found dead in her school, in her room a few days ago. In her suicide note saved on her mobile phone, the student from Kerala had reportedly named a member of the faculty. Now, investigators have been questioning the faculty and friends of the deceased student, and DMK Chief M.K. Stalin, saying there should be no saffronization on campuses, has demanded a time-bound and fair and transparent probe. The Congress and the NCP will be holding meetings in Delhi in the next 3 or 4 days to work out modalities of their possible tie-up with the Shiv Sena to form government in Maharashtra. Former Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and TDP Chief Chandrababu Naidu is sitting on a 12-hour dharna in Vijayawada to protest over sand scarcity, and increasing suicides. He's accused the Jagan Reddy government of creating artificial scarcity and says they've been illegally transporting sand, and TDP is demanding that the ruling government release sand free of cost to an estimated 30 lakh workers, mostly in the construction business.